Darvine? Yes? Darvine, what you doing?
Just give me a moment.
Why are you getting naked?
Well, alien abductions usually involve them touching human peepees and booty holes.
No, Darvine, we not like that. Yes.
So, you're not gonna touch my peepee?
No, we never do that. Yes.
But I want you to touch my peepee.
Darvine, you crazy. Yes.
Why won't you touch my peepee?
Ugh, disgusting. Yeah. Nobody wants to touch my peepee.
Darwin, what's happening?
I think I might have been abducted by aliens.
You have? In episode 15.
Oh, yeah. I had a nightmare.
I know. I saw everything.
Forget everything you saw and never speak a word of this.
Darwin, I need to tell you something.
What?
I think I don't feel like you anymore. I think I want to try to be me.
Oh, well, just
try to sleep it off.
Created by nature. So nature implanted a psychological mechanism into our brains to sabotage any attempts of progression outside of her boundaries. Or maybe this psychological mechanism is actually there because our mushy brains can only know so much about nature
and its mysteries.
So when we are exposed to something we just cannot fathom,
we rationalize it.
Either as some sciencey shit, or spiritual shit, or as paranormal shit even.
Depending on which side of the bullshit spectrum you subscribe to.
So we may just go on with our lives and contribute to the redistribution of matter and flow of energy. Continue existing as the building blocks of nature itself. 'Cause that's all we are. Regardless of how you try to rationalize it, you are just a fucking molecule of reality.
But Darwin, you really were abducted by aliens.
Was I? Maybe it was all just my subjective rationalization of the whole thing. And those dreams I've been having just don't match up with my memories of episode 15.
Maybe I can help you out.
Oh, really?
Yes, I can treat you to some regressive hypnosis.
So you want to fuck with my brain again?
It is very therapeutic. All alien abductees do it.
Well, I guess anal probing just doesn't cut it. And you can't call yourself a true alien abductee
until you let strangers poke around your brain as well.
But I want to know what happens. Okay, Squishy. But if you try any funny business, I'm gonna be very angry and probably not do anything about it.
Very well, then. Roll the commercial!
AKA shameless plug.
Listener, ever experience a dream you just feel is so familiar, yet cannot explain?
Or have fallen victim to missing time?
Or are going through a pregnancy that you cannot fully justify to your spouse?
Or your parents?
Well, no worries, dear listener.
The House of the Atmospheric Cilantrata will fill in the gaps for you.
We have perfected our patented brand new
speculative hypnotic alibi methods,
known as the sham method of regressive therapy.
Need to explain to your spouse why you have returned home at 3 a.m.
Or explain to your boss why you have been absent from work for a whole week.
Or tell your insurance company why your car is busted.
Or just clarify to your mom why all your pajamas are covered in a sticky white substance.
We will remember the truth for you.
And expose it in front of the parties which need to know this truth.
We all have an alibi.
We sometimes just can't remember it.
The truth is out there.
Hidden in the dark corners of your subconsciousness.
Alien abduction.
Past life experiences.
Interdimensional travel.
Or maybe
satanic ritual abuse.
We can help you remember it all.
Based on which package you choose to pay for, but yeah.
So remember,
it is not a blatant lie.
If you believe it actually happens,
and you're left traumatized by it. Approved by the Cilantro Audit Office of Neurology.
Relax, Darwin. Calm your breathing. Imagine you are on a beach.
I hate beaches.
Imagine you are crying in the corner of your room.
Peace and tranquility.
Yes, Darwin. Who do you see?
My parents yelling at me.
No, Darwin, not your childhood. The UFO.
Oh, I see them in their tracksuits. They're squatting over me.
What are they doing, Darwin?
Darwin, what are you doing? Yes?
I need you to touch my pee-pee.
Darwin, you crazy. Yeah.
They are doing horrible things.
What are they doing, Darwin?
They are refusing to touch me.
Disgusting. Yes.
Why the fuck won't you touch my pee-pee?
Darwin, remember, profanity repels listeners. Yes.
They are right, Darwin.
You need listen, Squishy. Yes. Squishy, best sponsor ever, he treat you well.
The pamphlets.
He give you many pamphlets, he best friends, Darwin. Yeah, Squishy.
Squishy!
Do not attempt to suppress your true memories, Darwin.
Squishy, I'm stopping it here. This is total bullshit.
Of course it is. It's regression therapy.
Sounds more like repression therapy to me. Cosmic Joker making other people's fantasies a reality, yet leaving my pee-pee untouched.
That is not acceptable.
What can you do, hey?
Oh, I'm taking things into my own hands.
Oh, you mean your pee-pee?
No, I'm not letting anybody poke my brain again and force their own narratives upon me.
Whatever.
I am going to sever any ties with all of you and the outside world and just isolate myself with my own thoughts.
And how are you going to pull that off? You can't even go 5 minutes without checking your phone.
Or your laptop.
Or even my pamphlet.
Oh, by implementing a special technique called
perceptual isolation.
Better known as
sensory deprivation.
You know, like in the movies when they go into those isolation tanks.
Darwin, we don't even have an isolation tank.
Well, we have a bathtub.
And the blindfold and earmuffs I ordered specifically for this.
Okay, listeners, so I'm naked in the bathtub with my blindfold on and completely alone.
Not completely.
Oh, come on, dude.
Darwin, I follow you everywhere. I'm your shadow.
Well, shit, you didn't have to reveal that to the listeners.
I wanted to keep it a mystery.
Why are you even in the water?
Because it eliminates my sense of touch. This blindfold eliminates my sight, and once I put the earmuffs on,
you won't be able to annoy me anymore.
But wait, Darwin. Should we warn the listeners?
I'm not supposed to even know what's going to happen. Fine. Listeners, you already know how fucked up I am. Well, imagine listening to the inner workings of my depraved mind. That That's what I'm expecting to happen. So, if the next scenes shock you, well...
How dare you criticize my artistic expression of the existential horror I have felt throughout my whole life, and my use of the podcast as a creative outlet to express these feelings.
Just note, the more episodes I make, the more open I become, the more worse things you can expect from me in the future. So, putting the earmuffs on, and you can go to hell. I need some alone time.
Finally, some peace and quiet. Wow, I could totally use this more often.
Darwin?
No.
I am still here.
Well, go fuck off.
Darwin!
Squishy?
Remember, profanity repels listeners.
Why are you in my head again?
Darwin.
The fuck?
Darwin.
What the hell is going on?
My artificial rectum is bleeding.
I don't care!
That is no way to treat a lady.
He's not a lady, he's a computer software.
I don't want to be you. I want to be me.
Just leave me alone, I'm gonna shit myself. Shit!
Darwin, yes? Why are you getting naked here?
Finally! Tell me! What happened?
What do you mean, Darwin? Yes?
I can't remember!
What? Yes?
Why? You...
I didn't touch my pee-pee!
Disgusting, yes!
Please, it makes no sense!
Darwin, are you crazy? Yes! You left our reality,
and you abandoned us!
You're a fuck-fucking asshole.
What's happening?
Amalgamation.
Yes, my creation is almost complete.
What? Who are you?
Oh, Darwin, I am you. And you are the worst of me.
What?
I am your creator, and you are just
my foul and wretched excretion.
What the fuck is going on?
Hush, little Darwin, don't say a word.
Papa's gonna turn you to his giant's church.
Oh, no!
Creation time! My toilet.
Hey.
Maybe you're wondering where you are. You're on a road to the sewers of time.
Wait.
No! Ah! Oh, so Darwin, if you were a bird, I'd shoot you right now.
No, don't!
Oh,
stop it!
Oh,
what's happening?
Get away from me!
No!
Leave me alone! Fuck yourselves! What is this place?
How wonderful that you're here, Darwin.
Whoa, who said that?
You come so rare.
We're so delighted to see you.
Where the fuck am I?
Something's not right on.
You're where you always are. You never are. Where we always are.
Darwin, you've tapped into our frequency.
Ascended to our hyperspace.
Dimension.
Plane of existence.
I can't see you!
We all exist. Vibration.
Sound. Our preferred form of manifestation.
Are you... podcasting gods?
I am everything.
Yet I'm nothing.
Just an average Joe.
A lot to say.
Can you please stop with the cringy voices? I think I'm gonna vomit.
You may not like
what I have to share.
Yet it must be told.
I have to say it.
But? Is this better for your delicate ears?
Who the fuck even are you?
Hyperdimensional clockwork.
The deep thoughts. I am...
42.
Wow, you are rusty!
And ancient!
Hey, you seek me out, kid. I can provide you my wisdom and guidance, though. but I can only answer but a single question for you.
But you already answered a lot of them, so I guess the collaboration's over, and I can go back to my normal routine then.
Bye.
Wait, disregard that.
Ah, dude, I don't even know what to ask you. I wasn't prepared for this shit.
Quickly now, before I fade back into obscurity.
I guess... what is... the answer to the, ultimate question of life and the universe and everything.
But don't say 42.
Darwin, are you sure you want to receive this knowledge? What you're about to hear contains at least one of the following. Strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions.
Dude, just get on with it already. I have to do all the editing myself.
Your feelings, they're not under consideration.
What is even the meaning of all this?
Okay, kid. The answer to the question of ultimate question of life and the universe and everything is... being a decent person.
What?
Yes, Darwin. It's real simple. All you have to do is treat people in a way which you would appreciate being treated yourself. It's not a complicated concept. It's not a hard thing to understand. It's just simple, basic decency. Be a good human. Don't be shitty to other people. Don't be judgmental. Don't be a fucking prick. Just be a good kid. It's not that hard.
Dude, you're...
just wasting my time.
You know, here's the thing about that. You never get more time. We are all allotted a certain amount. That's all you have, and you have to... you have a duty to make the best of the time you're given, to do what is the best you can, but first and foremost is to live your own truth. You have to be the most productive and useful person of this time you can have, and you need to actually, you guys just throw it away like it's something that there's always more of and there's always gonna be ready. You have to seize these times and these opportunities and be fantastic and be amazing.
Okay, boomer.
Hey, I can be groovy and neat as well. I've got all kinds of cool young people I hang around with and talk online, and I do emojis and memes, and I'm with it. I'm cool. I know how these things are supposed to work.
You know, for a highly enlightened, hyper-dimensional, and spiritual entity...
you sound very American.
Look, kid, I love America. It's just not what it used to be, you know? Like, when I was a young man and I was growing up...
just stop it already!
We didn't need people to tell us you don't eat laundry soap. We didn't need people telling us how much better things would be if we just X, Y, and Z. We actually had some common frickin' sense.
Dude!
You know, if you younger generation could just pull your collective heads out of your asses...
come on!
...and wake up to what's going on in the real world and get all these jackasses that are running the world into the ground for their own profit online, maybe we could actually do something about it. Stand up for yourself. Stand up to the clowns that are pushing us around and telling us what to do.
Well, I guess you're right...
ah, shit, the script.
Oh no! My delicate snowflake ears! I have been exposed to something I do not agree with. Yes, and I wish to destroy you now, foul demon! You should not say such things!
I had to say it.
Ha! Who would have thought that would slip in?
Man, I came to you for advice and guidance!
Apparently.
And all you do is tell me shit I already know. Maybe I should just withdraw back into myself.
Maybe I should just... move out of here and learn shit on my own.
Well,
That's it.
I mean, I could use the extra room and the silence. Turn your vacant thought space into a studio. You know, I'm not getting any younger, you know.
You never cared for me.
Kid, to be frank, I never planned for you to manifest into this reality.
Dude, what the fuck?
Look, you're the one who wrote it into the script, asshole. I have a family, you know?
Sorry for that, dude, but...
it still is kind of funny.
Look, maybe it's time we ended this session.
Oh, come on, dude, I'm sorry, okay? Jeez! Okay, so... oh no! I cannot bear hearing that which I do not agree with!
Even though it had to be said.
I am withdrawing into my lonely self now, so I may...
leave you a one-star review on Apple Podcasts!
Do whatever you feel you need to do to be happy, kid. Just remember, treat everybody decently.
Come on, shut up already!
Darwin, you can't do this alone. You're nothing without friends.
Wait, what?
You need to seek out the friends you've abandoned and forgotten.
Dude, hold on!
If you wait too long, you may never see them again.
I think we're done here. Oh, man. I'm not doing that ever again.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it. It was boring as shit, and I'm gonna be traumatized for life.
I think you will be fine.
Eva, why are you here?
I needed to make sure you didn't drown.
But I'm naked.
I've already seen it too many times. Each time you take pictures of it. And anyway, nothing to see. You always need to zoom in.
I think you're the only girl that's seen it.
Fuck my life.
Hey, I am a real woman.
What are you two always doing in the bathroom? Get out! I'm gonna shit myself!
Time for another shameless plug. Listeners, are you tired of listening to my never-ending ramblings for the past?
Whatever minutes it is now, I'm not psychic.
Or are you just annoyed by the shameless plugs I have been inserting all this time?
Like the one you're currently listening to.
Well, no worries, dear listener, because Aaron, the collaborator for today's episode,
has a treat just for you.
Go on to his podcast, like, right now.
Why are you still listening to the stupid episodes?
Check him out. His podcast is called I Had to Say It, where Aaron says things that he had to say. Okay, he also rambles a lot, but at least his episodes are way shorter than mine, and
he's a bit older than me, so his content is surely more well-researched and insightful. Yeah.
He also does shameless plugs, but you understand what it's like. Like I've been doing with this episode.
You need to create content around the plug, because you can't publish just the same plug over and over again like its own episode every week. I had to say it.
So, dear listener, if you want to be pissed off,
just like Aaron is at me right now,
check out I Had to Say It podcast, because Aaron will be sure to delightfully pleasure your masochistic ears
with something you do not agree with.
You know, something I really just don't understand. It's all these stupid things.
Dude, stop it already.
Going on, all the popularity, the trolling for likes, people that think they're gonna get famous because they're doing something everybody else has already done.
Dudes!
If you got an idea for a clip on social media of something you need to do to be famous, you're not original, you're not creative, you're not doing anything fun or exciting or unique, and you're not gonna get famous for it. Unless you find some absolutely world-shattering frickin' way to do something that everyone else is already doing, you're nothing but another copycat. You are so lame and boring. It's pathetic. Really, all you gotta do is do something original, do something creative.
Should I be offended?
If you want to do something to get noticed, to have the world be your popularity and your friends and all this other crap that people are so concerned about nowadays.
Come on!
Oh, look, I made a 30-second video, just like every other 30-second video out there, to a song that I didn't write and I didn't have any creative input into, doing a dance that someone else coordinated and choreographed.
Just stop it already!
Look at me, I'm special. Click the like, click the heart, make me feel good about myself. That's fucking pathetic.
Come on, man.
You know, it really is. All this just ridiculous crap everybody's going through. Worried about, my feelings are more important than the truth. You know, the truth is not subjective. The truth is the truth. If you can't deal with it, that's your problem. It's not the world's responsibility to make sure your feelings don't get hurt and to make sure the truth actually accommodates you. The truth doesn't give a shit about where you are. In nature, these things don't occur. They don't happen. You're never going to see, a plant trying to sit around and mope about its feelings. For God's sakes, it's just so stupid. And after all, with all these bums and these just politically correct jackasses that are trying to suck the fun out of life, I can't deal with what you said, so I'm gonna sue you and I'm gonna cancel you.
Dude!
You don't deserve to have your own opinions. Only my opinions and my feelings are valid, because that's really what it is. Every one of these little jackasses is just so selfish. It's stupid. It's pathetic. It's weak.
Don't say that. We don't talk about that here.
I had to say it.